Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us here on the Daily Program. Now, looking at some of your work, you've been looking into incidents where incest has in fact been reported. You've mentioned that it seems to take multiple attempts for really anybody to even to take these kind of reports seriously, to really actually do something about them. Why is that?
I think we like to believe that we live in a society that takes child sexual abuse very seriously. You know, we all feel that it's very abhorrent. But it seems that people don't always cope well when they're confronted with a child who is showing signs of abuse or might be disclosing abuse. It's pretty common when I'm interviewing adult survivors of incest that they have disclosed in childhood or they have tried to make themselves known and nothing's really happened and the abuse has continued. So I think adults really find it very confronting when a child comes forward like this, and more work needs to be done, I think, to support adults to know what to do when they're seeing, to recognise the signs of abuse and then to respond appropriately.
Mm. It seems to be, to me, almost a case of just total disbelief. We might see a child who has suffered some form of abuse, whether it be sexual or physical or emotional abuse otherwise, but to really think of it coming from another family member, surely there is this kind of, well, no, that's the child couldn't possibly be getting that right.
I think one of the real challenges with child sexual abuse, and particularly incest, is that it does occur right across the spectrum of society. It occurs in all different communities. And some of the men, and it's primarily men who engage in this conduct, if we're talking particularly about fathers, for instance, they can be very premeditated. They can be very controlling. They can be very obsessed with not being detected and not being caught. And they're very, very good at covering their tracks. So it really leaves their kids in an incredible double bind because it's, the dad's doing a lot to make sure that nobody asks any questions.
What are some of the sort of real psychological, the major psychological ramifications of a victim of incest or for a victim of incest?
Normally they will present to a mental health service with a range of different symptoms. Obviously depression and anxiety, but once we get beyond that and start to look at their quality of life, they normally develop what's called complex post-traumatic stress disorder. And this has a broad impact on psychological function, on their mood, on their emotions. It has impact on memory. As a kid, they might have gone through long periods of trying not to think about what's happening to them in order to keep some semblance of a normal life. But when you've learned not to think and when you've learned not to remember, and this becomes a habitual pattern, that's something that takes a lot of work to unlearn in adulthood. So, we can certainly now in treatment get very good outcomes for adult survivors of incest. There's no question that if they're in contact with a good mental health counsellor, practitioner, there's no doubt that they can recover and go on to live a very healthy and productive life. It's just a matter of getting them to see the right person, being able to afford counselling and therapy, and that can be really challenging.
Now, you've written an article, and one of the rather terrifying questions you sort of raise within this article is the suggestion that it could be on the rise. Is that a realistic worry, do you think, or is it a case of reporting of incest being on the rise?
Well, certainly what we've seen over the last 5 or 6 years is we've seen a number of extremely serious incest cases coming to the courts, being prosecuted and being covered by the mass media. This is an incredibly hidden crime, and victims are incredibly reluctant to disclose. And as I've said, it's very hard for them to sometimes to be believed, even when they do disclose. But certainly what we've seen over the last 5 years is some really serious cases hitting the newspapers. And one of the questions that I raise in that piece that you're referring to is why aren't we seeing a bigger response to these cases? These cases raise huge questions. about how we should be looking to detect this kind of abuse and prevent it in childhood. And from my point of view, I just don't see those questions being asked.
Now, you've also sort of looked at some of the legal precedents that can be made to ferret out incest offenders, even if they have, as you mentioned there, this kind of power inside the relationship and in the outside world. These legal precedents, do they need to be addressed further?
We've got a huge challenge around prosecuting incest cases that's recognised and that's been recognised for 30 years. Here in New South Wales, we did have measures in place to provide men with an inducement to plead guilty to incest because it was so difficult to get a conviction in those cases. You can imagine that the kids absolutely hate testifying. It's really, really disruptive for the family, the whole court process, while they're still coping with the aftermath of the abuse. Unfortunately, those inducements were removed under this government. They decided that there was particularly some provisions to put men in community-based treatment if they met certain criteria and also if they pled guilty. And that was designed to increase conviction rates and spare the kids the trauma of a trial. This government decided that wasn't tough enough on the men, so it actually removed that inducement to plead guilty, and we're back in the same situation that we were 25 years ago, where, you know, those men come to court in rare cases, but when they do come to court, they fight like hell not to get convicted, and most of the time they're successful.
Well, Michael, obviously a very, very serious issue that does need more addressing, and most people sort of want to turn away from these kind of things, very uncomfortable, but do appreciate your time coming on and having a chat with us about it.
My pleasure.